027 Thursday night. Clevis Hall Bobus. Okay. Daf Kufpe Gimel. Shar Clevis Hall Bobus. Shar Yechon Amaisa. Parakei. Good old Parakei. Kufpe Gimel. The new paragraph. The Chasher Yisroyish Hayetzer. Are you going to the different things? The Yitzhara. How he tries to unfocus you from just doing Russell Hashem, that focus, Yitzhar Amaisa, focused on just fulfilling Hashem's will, and he has different ways of trying to distract you from that focus. Where the last ofen was to try to get you to make sure people are aware of things that you're doing, and maybe they'll emulate you, and he has all sorts of reasons why it's a good idea to have people admire you for what you do. But you, the Chavit HaLovers gave you the ammunition to know what to answer him, that people's admiration, people's what people think of you should not concern you, and therefore when the Yetzirah now gives up Yizom, he will plan. You might recognize it from the Seches Makis. Yizom, I mean, this is not Chavis HaLov, this is Lashon, but HaLov is written in Arabic. This is a translation from Rav Kapach. Yizom l'chavel ma'asevo v'hatrod, what will he do? V'hatrodas libcha v'olam hazeh. In general, this next paragraph talks about that the Yetzer Hara makes sure that you're busy. And as soon as, whenever a person wants to set things right and devote himself, or herself for that matter, to Avodas Hashem and to being focused on Avodas Hashem, all of a sudden things start happening in his life. And he has to do different things in his life, and he starts thinking about all the things that he has to do. He becomes very, very, very busy. Yetzirah gives you worries, and he gives you simchas, and he gives you, you have to go to the chasm all of a sudden. Your third cousin twice removed is going to be insulted if you don't go to the bris, and you have a sheva brachas to go to, and then someone calls you up, and he gets, you become very, very busy. Va'anoshot, and you become very busy either with olam hazeh, that you have to all of a sudden, you have to add a room to your house, you have to do construction, you have to make a porch, or you have to take on maybe another job that you think you need. If you need it, then it's nichol and parnos, of course you have to do it. Uva anoshav, or it's people. You have to be a social animal, you have to, and he makes you very busy. So you don't have time. You take up your time with, I told the story of the guy that called me up. I told the story. Yeah. The guy that called me up, the Friday caller. He started the Friday caller. And he called me up that the first week, or maybe it was the second week, that it was in existence, and his neighbor was making a bris. But if he went to the bris, he wouldn't be able to be in the cuddle, and you know, want the cats away. A nice play. So he wanted to know what I think he should do. So, and it's been a little bit. So I told him, you don't have to go to the bris, it's okay. No one's going to mind. The baby will get gemalt, your neighbor's not going to be insulted. He'll maybe think for a fleeting 0.05 seconds, hey, I wonder where he is. And that'll be the end of it. And we overestimate and overblow how much we have to be involved with people. You don't have to go to simchas. You don't have to go. The people are fine without you. No offense. I was talking about. I shouldn't tell the story. Oh, my wife doesn't listen to this thing. I should not tell the following story, but I will. It's very instructive. I like the story. I like it very much. My son. I really should. My son is a Jew. My son is dying. So this is my first Israeli son, so to speak. He wasn't born here, but he's okay. He's already Israeli. Everybody, the other ones are Americans. He's already. He came here when he was at least 14. Anyway, so Shidduchim started. So a person was suggested, a person's daughter. So we were finding out about the family, and it appealed to me. He was a funny guy, a strange guy. I like strange people. So the question is, how strange is he? Okay, but it's still in the middle. Maybe it won't work out. It's not the game. It works out. Don't work out. It doesn't matter. It's a good story. So we were talking to people to find out how. A strange person. So I was talking to someone who said that he once had a conversation with him, and he remarked that he's a loner. He doesn't have much access with his family. That's a very large family. He doesn't have much access with his family. So he said, why not? Maybe he's estranged from them. Maybe they're angry at him. Why? He says, it just boils down to little time. What is it about? He's not an unfriendly person. He said, "What it?" Yeah. So then you have to go to there. Then you have to go to them. And they have to go to you, and they come visiting. And then you have to talk to them. It just creates hundreds of hours of little time. So you don't have to have. What do you have to have? Shenches from Avigdor Miller. Didn't go to Chasana, didn't go to Chasana's. On rare occasions, he went to family weddings. It's very famous, everybody knows. He would always have his coat. He would take along the coat, he would not check it in, he would have to drape it over his arm so that he should always remember that he's about to go. He's holding my going. Has to go. He used to come, when he had to go, he used to go for 10, 15 minutes. And he had his coat there on his arm. And he used to say he has to study for a test. He has a major test coming up. He has to study. So if you say that to people, then they understand. They don't get insulted. You say, I can't come to the Shabbat Brach. I can't come to the wedding. I have a major test to study for. So, oh, sorry, you don't have to show. But then he meant the test of Basil Shomaila. That's the test he was referring to. So the Yetzer Hara makes you very busy with things to do. There's always things to do. People get busy. People that get very involved with people. You have a lot of things that you want to accomplish, that you want to do. He gets you involved in Olam Hazeh. But he doesn't necessarily mean the Chayim HaZeh. He's not talking about Taibus Olam Hazeh. He's talking about constructive things, things that are not there on the surface of it, but you're constantly busy. And he makes sure that you're constantly busy, and then the days go by, and then the weeks go by, and then the months go by, and then the years go by, and you're very, very busy, and we're not talking about people who are sitting, wasting time, but then they look back and what were they busy with already? And what did they accomplish already? And the really important things, whether it's learning is of course the supreme thing to do. But remember, we're learning Chayim Shalvonis here. We're not just talking about learning a Tosfos and Bava Kamma, as important as that is. It is important. Learn and to know Torah and to know Kol Chelke HaTorah, but you have to learn Midos, thinking about Midos, working on Midos. These are also things that should occupy a person, and to design a game plan, how to work on it. Whether it's Midos or Midos Machavero or learning Halacha or Chumash, these are all things that you can do. So that. We don't have time because there's always things that are coming up. So that's what the Yetzer Hara does. ones who make you busy. V'chasher yireh. And now the Chayvus Halavos launches into. In the first sentence, he was really talking about being busy, but now he's talking about that you're always thinking about the thinking. He makes sure that your mind is not funneled, la'avodas Hashem. You're not thinking about the right things. A person could walk in the street, and in the Chayvus Halavos' world, you can contemplate nature and appreciate Godless Hashem. You're doing a tremendous thing, and you're steiging, and you're growing, and this is what Hashem wants you to do. But we walk in the street, and we think, you know, when is the town finally going to pave the sidewalk? That's what occupies our minds. It's our wants silly things to occupy our minds, things that are not nogeya, that don't really matter. B'chasher yireh, and whenever he sees. That you have a little guilt feeling, so you get an inspiration. Maybe the rabbi gave a good rush at that Shabbos. You got a little inspired for a few minutes, so you want to daven better. You want to make up the grusa and learn. Or could don't feel as chova. Be more careful about coming to minyan, or to davening slower, and to thinking about what the words mean in davening. O Nadova, O Beis Priya Satora, you're going to pay more attention to what the Valkyrie is laying. So whenever you feel, O Beis Limudova, Rumadoi, Hados, Vahmusar, anything you want to, you know, you get a sudden inspiration, you decide you're going to learn the Valiyo, you're going to learn the first, the Hagdom of the Rasul Sisharim again. So, Mavalva Loska, he right away, he snatches away the opportunity and you start thinking about what time you're going to go to work tomorrow and what you have to do in work tomorrow and what are you going to tell your boss if you don't finish on time and maybe you can do it faster or slower. And now he gives the goes through the whole litany of things you can be thinking about. Maybe you should make a sale, asset, how much money you're losing, what's doing with your stock, what's doing with your bank account, what's doing with your household expenses, and you have 10 minutes to spare, you're going for a walk. So maybe you'll start thinking of, I don't know, you'll start thinking about to appreciate all the steps that you're taking. Rokal Aris Alamayim, you'll start thinking about because of Shachar. So many, I think you can think about places of Baba Kama too, if you're able to. That's harder to do, but you could chazer over the last omud that you learned. You could try to remember it, or you could think about it. But he makes sure that you think about, you know, if there's a sale going on in the store, and how's your bank account doing. Ba'af yomar loch, and not only that, but he has the chutzpah to say to you, so to speak, not sell, use. He tells you, ooh, you have the spare moment now. You have time to think. Use it. You never have time to think about how to earn more money. You never have time to. He gets you involved in all the mazet. Natzelus idos pabadidos. Use the times that you have free. Tapnai halol shonu b'teilim. L'mash ein chayochol lazus b'smanacher. He tells him you're not. You're an onus. You have to think about these things now. You better think about how you're going to. Stop the losses in your department, how you can increase your business, should you advertise or not, should you take out a full page yet or a quarter page yet, and you have to think about this now, because you have no other time to think about it, because you're busy all day with your business. So when are you going to think? So you have to think now. Machmas Ritzifas Tirgul Sefer, he tells you, so you're anonymous. Va'asei ato cheshben shutuf fecha, if you have a shutuf, you start thinking about who's getting the better of the deal, how can you split things up differently, how can you increase your share, how can you make sure that everything is above board and fine. Uborer ma'magielecha, umima, umimeka, how much you owe him, how much he owes you, umagavisa mechobosecha, who owes you money. And these are things we do think about all day. all day we're beset with thoughts of such things. Who owes me money and how am I going to collect the money? What am I going to do if he denies it? So on. Umanisha, Uma Roy Lucha, Lehisasiklo, Misibus Haparnosa, Uma Ena Roy Lucha, Uma Asisa Lufanim, what did you do, Vesamachtabo, and it made you happy, on his Haratol, if it didn't make you happy, Vimaya Lucha Rivimodom. And remember when he's doing this, when you're standing up to daven, when you want to daven at Tfilas Chova, so you're clearing your mind, and he says, oh, we all know that the best thoughts come to each one Esrei, right? That's when. So that's what. This is the secret. This kind of Talmudus is the secret. That the Yetzirah, I mean, we all feel it instinctively, but he says it explicitly. That the Yetzirah then, that's when he makes his inroads into your mind. Because he says, you have all this time now, you have at least a good 3-4 minutes of peace and quiet. They even told you to shut off your cell phone when you walked in. He said, Mamish, let's hop around and think about all these things. How are you going to think that it was him? And you start thinking what you're going to say, what he's going to say. It gets very, very detailed. The And this is what you're occupied with the whole day. Even b'shas tefillah, when you find b'shas davening, b'shas learning. It's very rare. A very fine oilam here. I'm sure maybe it happens more than rarely. And in the middle of business, you say, what did that toisus mean? That doesn't happen so often. But certainly in the middle of a toisus, you start thinking about how the kablan didn't show up. And is he going to show up tomorrow? What time is he going to show up? Which color should we paint the patio? And it goes that way. That's just Chedus HaLotus. It never goes the other way. And you take a think. How can you win the Torah? What are you going to say? What he's going to say? Beis Arigino, Kedei Lanatzko. V'chemein hayolotcha hon, otzon, obokar, osagal, zora, whatever you have. Anything. You're busy a whole day with whatever your asokim happen to be. Or avodah shal melech, or shal achan ha'om, or chesbun ha'melech. Tax season, ooh, that's good for a good 3 months. Tax season. Now, you might wonder what the Chayv HaLovus is talking about. Certainly, if a person has chayvus, he can't pay it, you better think about how you're going to pay it, because it's very vital. Adarab, that's the chiddush of the Chayv HaLovus. He's not talking about thinking, you know. So like listening to the traffic report for the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and you're 3,000 miles away, 5,000 miles away. He's talking about things that are important to think about, but not now. Not when you want to sit down to do a mitzvah. That's the point. He wants to make sure that you're torud, and he encroaches upon the times that you necessarily set aside for. Even davening, which certainly is a chodesh of a lev, or learning, or just thinking about Hashem. So he encroaches into that time, and you start thinking about your chayvus that you have. So we always attribute it to, you know, and we're learning the words that a person says. I can't help it, I have to think about it, it's on my mind. And Shar Yichur HaMaisa demands that we clear our minds. And we take these moments, these minutes, these hours, and we just, you know, and the world is dead then. But the Yetzirah doesn't want to let that. And he makes sure that you're always, and even b'shas davening. Like imagine, you'll start davening, Rafeinu Hashem B'nei Rafe. And then you start thinking about the doctor and what time is your appointment. Maybe you should take a switch doctors. And when are you going to get reimbursed for the Kupat Cholim? And meanwhile, you're davening Hashem Rafaenu. That's what he's talking about. That's exactly what the Chayv HaLovus is talking about. And by the time you're finished, who knows where? Oh, it's a deacon, Shalayim. These are all things that are important. Malev limcha be'esha tomefana atchol avodas Hashem. Like clockwork, as soon as you devote yourself and you clear your schedule, avodas Hashem, ezes suk shiyim and asukim elalu, whether it's musar, call it hashkafa, learning, good old Gemara, chumish, halacha, iyun, bekiyus, doesn't matter. But they have hirka bo. Make sure you're busy with all these things in your mind. Ulahafsid es ma'asecha. He says, why is it mafsid your ma'asecha? Lefi, this is what he says. Lefi shemashasa siyoscha atoninza begufcha. But the nedar belibcha matzmunecha. We are learning chayim halos. And if your actions are shells, you have to serve Hashem. And if you're disconnected from what you're doing, and you're going through emotions, you don't think about what you're doing, and you're thinking about what really interests you, unfortunately, you're thinking about all the tirgus that you truly have, so you've lost the ma'aseh, he says. You've lost the ma'aseh. Very strong words. Is that it? So by davening, it's certainly like that. It's not even a chiddush. Say, what's the famous Albab is not saying such a big chiddush. What's the Melan was talking about? By davening, it's for sure like that. Because davening is avodah shebaleiv. Well, let's say, you're listening to the shofar. I don't know, okay, the shofar is not such a good example because although the Svarim do bring down various thoughts that a person should have b'shas tekiyah shofar, certainly the famous Rambam, that certainly everyone has heard in Hilchos Tshuva, Uri Yashenu Mishinascha, it would be kedai to look at that halacha of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and learn it by heart. But then that one halacha, what is it, 15 words, 20 words, that we shakua behevle hazman, and this is supposed to be to wake us up. Or if a person with face, but he's putting on tefillin, who knows what he's thinking about. That's what the Chazal have to say. Forget about davening, which is avodah shebaleiv. But even when you do actions, and you're somewhere else, your mind is detached from what you're doing. That's what this paragraph is about. It's a tzehara, takes mind control. It takes... What was the name of that was today? Is it good mind control? Forget. What? I'm thinking of a different show. Mind control, that's what it is. It sort of takes over your mind. And you're always thinking about things that have no lasting value. So even talking about things that you have to think about, but you have to think about them in the right time. But as soon as you sit down to learn, you start being very creative. So you lose the meisim too. Tremendous chiddush. That's the whole point. Ends up being just an empty shell, and no feeling, and no thought, and no contemplation, and no understanding of what you're doing, and what's the meaning of it. At least, you know, we're coming up to Yom Tov, or both sides. Okay, davening is davening, but everybody should learn. Learn the chinuch on tekiyah shofar. You know, the chinuch is the best address. Tekiyah shofar happens to have the Rambam, famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Sukkah, Arba Minim. It should be meaningful acts. It shouldn't just be do the same thing every year and your mind is somewhere else. So he says you lose the ma'aseh because you're only there with your guf. The nedar belibcho matzmunecha. You're lost. You're not there. Now he goes. Then he says, let's say people are pretty wealthy, things are going well, and they don't have to think about such things. They don't even have to think about advertising. They don't. See, says the Yetzer Hara will have you thinking about mental exercises, intellectual exercises. Chess, like you remember the chess game you just played, you'll start thinking what you should have done differently. For whatever reason, those things won't do it. So he's not going to go away and give up and say, I lost this battle. But Yale Alibcha Omar V'Omrulo, you start thinking about the editorial you read that day, a debate, Omar V'Omrulo V'Kuach Aruch. You'll start thinking, what could 27 down have been? 14 across, what's the capital city of crossword puzzles? I don't know what they used to play. We would say chess or space, whatever the latest computer craze is, PlayStation, whatever the latest thing is. Okay, it's a band. I said, well, I should have done it differently. Well, next time I'll do it that way. Maybe the Phillies shouldn't have traded that guy, right? That's what I tell people when they want to know if their children should play sports, is that sports is a wonderful thing, and of course they should play sports, and it's probably the only exercise they're going to get. And the problem I have with baseball when it comes to kids or any sports is when they start knowing the batting averages. And they start, who should be the shortstop? That's what's not good about it. That's what I try to explain this to Israelis. What's wrong with sports is that you get involved in it and it takes up your mind and it's such shtuyot that it's unbelievable. But to play sports, a fantastic thing. The kids should play sports instead of running around. Who knows what? Of course they should play sports. But it's such a portion to kill it. It's like I was trying to split the atom. I don't know. It's a little portion like that. Okay? Anyway, that's what the Chazon Lakish was talking about. You get involved in it and you start thinking, what should you have done to win? And he should have pulled out the pitcher faster, sent in the relief pitcher. Should the National League make a designated hitter or not? and then he says, "You're not selling." The Chavirah is like almost childish, has to show him. But all of these things are true, and I think we all know that they're true. We all know what we think about by davening when we finally have a free moment. I don't know how one puts it, that the Yetzer Hara tells you, finally have a free yeah, or by learning, you finally sit down with the Chavrusa for that 40-minute Seder you have, or 50-minute Seder, and all of a sudden, like, the whole world is Nigeia. So he says, he talks about, like, chess, checkers, or whatever, and then after that, if you're not something called Masha Hezgarnu, he can't get you on the Parnosa, he can't get you on the patio, he can't get you on the chess, but you know, maybe you're a telling fellow. Maybe you even know how to work. And he'll start telling you, what was that tasteless? Maybe you can figure out. And this happened. I mean, everybody has the terrace that they figured out very well. Right? I hope so. What a passion that they figured out very well. You know something called Masha Hezgarnu? The point of this paragraph for both sides, the Chlolius, is that the point of Yichud HaMaisa is to stay focused on a goal and to think about if your actions are bringing you closer to that goal or further from that goal. That goal being only doing the will of Hashem. Focus on that. So we have the other things. This paragraph talks about that the Yetzer Hara, I think this is number 3. The Yetzer Hara wants you to be busy with everything in the world. And he wants your mind to be there in all these other things. In even in something as silly as crossword puzzles. Whenever you're busy with something, the Chavir Lovitz wants you to see if it will meet the test of time. When you look back in a week, how you spent this time, well, tomorrow, you look back to yesterday, how you spent this time, are you going to feel good about yourself? Or... Now, you can make it into, if you can make it into something of everlasting value, that's fine. A person wants to relax. I shouldn't say that. There's too much relaxing going on. But if a person wants to relax and read a book or an article, make it constructive. Like, don't just think. Is he going to get in trouble about it? Like, make it constructive like that. Maybe a person is making a point about midos, about tchunas hanefesh of an adam. Like, if you could turn it into something that's avodas Hashem, so you've turned it into something constructive. You can learn a lesson from it. You read something and then you derive a Musar Haskel from it. So then you've turned it into something constructive. But he says, even if you don't have all these Irish guys we talked about, but if you're an intelligent person, Yale Alibu in Yin Koshim in Yone Hamada will tell you a science puzzle, a good conundrum, the latest mathematical, I think they solved the last math thing. Like for hundreds of years. They just solved it, no?
Yeah.
Was it a Jewish guy solved it?
Jewish guy solved it and didn't take any water.
What was the name of it? What? Yeah, something like that, yeah. The Yadvideh, so how do I know that? The place one else probably I was reading about. The Yadvideh, Ubishelu, Ubichuva, Ubakushya, and even in learning. You think of learning, and you come up with good things. Maybe you have a good passion. Okay.
Thank you. I had an argument with her. A little second.
good for it, you read the Shmini Atzeres. But here, when it's like this year, you read it the first time. No, it's very depressing. So they're not going to move up to Aron Kodesh?
No.
What are you going to do? I'll
bring it up.
We need it at night also, though, no? It'll be a cheaper at night.
It should be a
salvage.
Oh, wow. Let's go. To bring the safe with it just for that purpose.
Okay, fine. It's wow. Something to think about.
And you can't keep it there overnight.
No. Okay.
What are you going to have a parochus?
Yeah. It's one psicha at night, right?
We love him this one.
Right.
No, you don't think it.
We want it.
It's still, it's an Aron Kodesh, right? It's miyuchad to hold the Sefer Torah. I'm saying.
Yes.
So it's appropriate to go to Bismarck, to Sharm HaSheikh.
But we shouldn't have Psycho for it. There's nothing more we're opening it for.
You don't open it to gaze at the Sefer Torah. It's Sharm HaSheikh.
It's the Shoch HaShivas for the Mizmor that we're saying.
Yeah.
So but it's going to be strange. People are going to think it's very bizarre.
I can't see. I agree. I can't see. Just I've come down. Maybe someplace can say, yeah.
That's a good question. I don't want to
show you. Americans shave, or there's a group of them, right? And then so it's found upon much more.
Yeah, no,
but for sure, don't get lift and cut.
That's
you know, there's a koshershaver.org
yeah.
Tells you how to disable the lift and cut mechanism in the shave. I think it's koshershaver.org.
Have I heard that Phillips in Israel or something like that?
It's hard to find out also because in Israel they frown upon shaving much more. So it's hard to find out. Try koshershaver.org. Maybe they'll have information there also. Not just what I'm telling you. It has information. Okay. You can always call up places in America. They may know. The lift and cut is definitely a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it's a major problem. It might even make it an issue of the horizon, perhaps. So, but that tells you how to disable it.
Almost
sorry. Oh yeah, let me talk it over. Maybe it's full cover hatsila. Maybe it's full cover hatsila. I don't see it. Okay, I'll have an answer by tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not going to sell, one day?
I'll sell one day. One day at a time. I'll sell it before the drasha.
I'm warning you.
Yeah?
Not you. I don't know how long. Maybe I'll speak to you. Maybe not. I don't know. I
what are people going to do with Rosh Hashanah at night? But on the other hand, the meal takes a long time with all the simonim. It's not like in Kippur, they're going to go home and give them a blood. They have a whole suit of things.
I'm saying it's pretty early.
On the other hand, that's 6.
It's not early. We're going to be finished later. No. People have not.
It's not like in Kippur, it's Maya. It's regular Maya. Oh, you have to announce. Okay.
I went through the. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
But I'm not sure. Of that.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Thank you.
תביא עוד אוטובוס, הכי פשוט.
תגיד להם באמצע, נכנס.
כמה אנשים, גברים. תביא עוד אוטובוס.
Thank you. אם אתה עולה לעמידה, אתה מתחיל. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right, I'm going to go to the living room.